On today's episode of Locked On Oilers, the same story unfolds for the Edmonton Oilers against the Buffalo Sabres. What went wrong and how did the three things that the Edmonton Oilers needed to improve on go against those Sabres? All that and much more in today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to the Locked On Oilers Podcast. I am your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. And last night, the game against the Buffalo Sabres went, well, basically how every other game for the Edmonton Oilers has gone so far. Down early and had to fight back. We will talk about the game in just a second, but also coming up on today's episode, how did the three things that we laid out for the Edmonton Oilers that they needed to improve on go for them against the Buffalo Sabres? Did they do any of them? Did it help at all? We will examine that in just a little bit later on in today's episode. And of course, after every game, we go through the good, the bad, and the ugly from that game. And well, we have an unfortunate ugly that we will talk about today. All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcasts. Alrighty, let's get into the 4-2 loss to the Buffalo Sabres for the Edmonton Oilers as they lose for the second straight time on home ice. Yikes, that is not the way the Edmonton Oilers expected their six-game homestand to start off the season to go. The Edmonton Oilers in the first three games are 1-2, and in every game, the same story has unfolded. They give up the first goal early. And they just, well, in two of those games, they couldn't fight back. The one against the Vancouver Canucks, who are having issues right now keeping a lead. So that tells you how much that game really mattered. Maybe not mattered, but really that was supposed to go the way that it was supposed to go against the Vancouver Canucks. Now the Edmonton Oilers play one of the best teams in the league, and the Calgary Flames give up four goals early, and they just couldn't come back. Now they give up three goals to the Buffalo Sabres, the first goal in the first period, and two early ones in the second period, and they could not come back once again. Leon Draisaitl finding his sixth point of the season, his fifth assist on Darnell Nurse's goal. Now, it looked pretty all right. Yes, the Edmonton Oilers gave up the first goal again, but 23 seconds after the first goal, the Edmonton Oilers caught the Sabres sleeping with Darnell Nurse's second of the season. It was a great response, as then the Edmonton Oilers, they were able to get Buffalo on their heels, and that was a story for the entire game. For the Edmonton Oilers, is they outshot Buffalo 48-24, doubling the competition's shot total. And the Edmonton Oilers had 23 shots alone in the third period. They couldn't get it done. The Edmonton Oilers didn't have a bad second period. It's a totally different ball game. And honestly, if the Edmonton Oilers didn't have a bad start to the second period, the start of the second period, because J.J. Paterka's goal only went in at 5:15 of that second period. The Edmonton Oilers allowed three goals in the first 5 minutes and 15 seconds, the first and second period. Rasmus Dahlin came at the 4-minute mark of that game. Tage Thompson came at the 44-second of the second period. J.J. Paterka's at 5:50. So clearly it's not just the start of first periods, just not just the start of games for the Edmonton Oilers that they're having issues with. It's the start of periods in general. Once again, the Edmonton Oilers allow the first goal of the first period, first goal of the second period, early in those periods, and then they have to claw back. And for once, this game felt like the Edmonton Oilers weren't bound to come back in this game. Yes, the Edmonton Oilers had 48 shots. Yes, they had a whole bunch of pressure throughout the game. But Eric Comrie stood on his head. The defensive organization of the Buffalo Sabres kept most of those shots to the outside. Especially on that power play. Especially on the power play. The Buffalo Sabres penalty kill was fantastic. Fantastic. They kept that tight square in the middle of the ice and let the Edmonton Oilers just play with it around the perimeter of the offensive zone and couldn't get anything through. And then once they did get everything through, or once they did get anything through, excuse me, then all four of those Buffalo Sabres defenders converged onto the puck in front of the net and cleared it away. They converged on the one guy who's sitting in front of the net, who is normally Evander Kane, and outmanned him in the four-on-one and got it out. They kept the Edmonton Oilers to the outside and really kind of showed the potential weakness in the Edmonton Oilers power play. As if the Edmonton Oilers can only get shots from the outside, they're probably not going to have a lot of success. And the Buffalo Sabres just proved that. Two unanswered goals for the Edmonton Oilers to start off that second period, as they were really pushing, not only in that second period, but also in that third period to try and answer those goals back. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins was able to in that second period, or in that third period, excuse me, but it was just too little too late for the Edmonton Oilers. As mentioned, 23 shots on goal for the Edmonton Oilers in that third period. But again, too little too late as the Edmonton Oilers fall down again early. Allow the first goal, allow two goals in the second, and it just was too much to handle. So, that was something that we talked about in our three things that the Edmonton Oilers need to improve on. Let's visit those three things and just go over just how well the Edmonton Oilers applied those things and if they helped. We will go over that in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about our partners over at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for football betting info this season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sport wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. I mean, I also had a perfect week in fantasy this week, and that had a lot to do with the bet online numbers. Took a look at the favorable matchups and made my rosters there. So with a lot of injuries, we made it. Thanks for that, BetOnline. BetOnline is also the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including MLB, NBA, NHL, MMA, boxing, golf, UFC, even esports, all of the sports you can imagine, even Korean League Baseball, they got it. Head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Alrighty, as you may recall from yesterday's episode, we went through the three things that the Edmonton Oilers needed to improve on to really get their feet wet this season. Well, Edmonton Oilers only did one of those three things against the Buffalo Sabres last night, and I'll tell you what it wasn't. It wasn't the first thing. It's the first thing the Edmonton Oilers needed to improve on in that game and heading into the future games as well, is to score the first goal. And guess what? They didn't. A beautiful shot by Rasmus Dahlin to start off the weird, weird 4-on-3 power play, as it was a weird call to begin with, as well as it was, again, that first goal that kind of started to sink the Oilers. Yes, the Edmonton Oilers did go on to score 23 seconds later, but it was also the first goal of the second period that really sunk the Oilers as well. As 44 seconds in, Tage Thompson takes it to the net. A beautiful effort by the 6'6" giant defenseman as he took it straight to the net. Nothing Stuart Skinner could have done. In fact, Joaquin Gage even said at the intermission that he did exactly what he should have done. But it wasn't enough, as 44 seconds in, a 2-1 hockey game, then only less than 5 minutes later, J.J. Paterka made it 3-1. The Edmonton Oilers gave up the first goal in the first period and gave up the first two goals in the second period. You can't do that. Sorry, but the story of the game is to score more goals than the other team. And when the other team is scoring the first goal more than you, well, then you're probably going to lose that game. And that is exactly what happened once again for the Edmonton Oilers. Now, thing number two that we were talking about that the Edmonton Oilers needed to improve on to get better throughout the season and really get their feet wet heading into the start of this season, really, is to minimize the shot attempts. Well, that was the one thing that the Edmonton Oilers actually did in this game, and it kept them in it. Only 24 shots against for the Buffalo Sabres. Well, only 24 shots for the Buffalo Sabres against the Edmonton Oilers. And that was only half of what the Edmonton Oilers put on Eric Comrie last night. 48 shots for the Edmonton Oilers against the Sabres. Literally double the amount of shots that the Buffalo Sabres threw to Stuart Skinner. But it just wasn't enough. The thing about that, though, is, I mean, we haven't talked about just how well Eric Comrie played. He stood on his head. And he deserves credit for that. He won that game for the Buffalo Sabres. You got to give him credit. You can't say that the Edmonton Oilers didn't deserve to win that game in certain ways. But Eric Comrie, in every way that you start to question, takes them away as a fantastic performance from him. 46 saves against his hometown team. And it's a different story than what the Edmonton Oilers have had over the last couple of games. Outshot against the Calgary Flames 42-29. And then outshot against the Vancouver Canucks 36-25. Now they outshoot the Buffalo Sabres 48-24 and they still lose the game. But yes, there's the but, and close only matters in horseshoes and hand grenades. But if the Edmonton Oilers don't run into a hot goaltender like Eric Comrie, you're going to run into hot goaltenders. The other team's goaltender is going to win them a game or two here and there. The Edmonton Oilers are going to run into hot goaltenders. The good sign is that they're peppering that good goaltender, forcing that good goaltender to be good. So, I mean, it's the trade-off that you have to take here. The Edmonton Oilers minimized the shot attempts, got more shots on goal. Yes, they lost, but something to take away from it is that they were able to make that good goalie look good. Because if that bad goalie looked good because they threw on 28 shots and Buffalo threw up 37, then it would be a different story. They didn't really test them. But they did test them, and they got beat by their goalie. So that's the trade-off you have to get. And the third thing that we established that the Edmonton Oilers needed to improve on to get their feet wet at the start of this season is being difficult to play against in their own end. This is a bit debatable as the Edmonton Oilers did only allow 24 shots against. That mostly had to do with the offensive production from the Edmonton Oilers forwards. The Edmonton Oilers forwards were quite productive in the other end. In fact, the Edmonton Oilers had five players who had five shots on goal, or at least five shots on goal in that game. The Edmonton Oilers were shooting the puck, but that doesn't tell the story in their own end. And that doesn't tell the story as well to the puck carrier, the time with the puck in the offensive zone. There you go. It's late at night. Anyways, but that the Edmonton Oilers did outshoot the Buffalo Sabres 48-24, but they weren't difficult to play against in their own end, and they weren't preventing is the right word to use. They weren't preventing the other team from having difficult shots in their own end. Marcus Niemelainen came into the lineup and only threw three hits. Darnell Nurse only had one hit tonight. Evander Kane was the leading hitter for the Edmonton Oilers last night as he had seven hits. And that's a forward. And Evander Kane isn't exactly known for his play inside of his own end. Most of his hits came below the goal line or below the faceoff dots in the other team's zone. The Edmonton Oilers need to get more hits underneath the faceoff dots in their own zone. And that is where really the Buffalo Sabres really took advantage. Again, two of their three goals happened below the faceoff dot. One on a breakaway, one on that beautiful attempt by Tage Thompson. But that beautiful attempt was made because they weren't difficult to play against in their own end. When Buffalo had the puck, it looked like they were going to score more often than the Edmonton Oilers had the puck. They had more opportunities in front of the net where the Edmonton Oilers shots were coming from outside and trying to get those scraps from the rebound. Not so much for the Buffalo. And that is where the Edmonton Oilers need to continue to improve. Again, the Edmonton Oilers are going to be facing a cup favorite in the Carolina Hurricanes just on Thursday. You think they're going to be easy to play against below the goal line? Below the faceoff dot? No, they're not. And if you think they are, well, then that's why they're Stanley Cup contenders. The Edmonton Oilers need to toughen up in their own end, or they're going to continue to be beat, really. They're not going to just continue to have a difficult time. They're going to lose games and continue to lose games. So the three things that the Edmonton Oilers need to improve on to get their feet wet at the start of the season. The first thing is to score the first goal of the game and to score the first goal of the period in general, as they didn't do that against the Buffalo Sabres, as the Buffalo Sabres scored the first goal of the game, first two goals of the second period, and it was just too much for the Edmonton Oilers to come back from. The second thing that the Edmonton Oilers need to improve on, get their feet wet at the start of the season, is to minimize the shot attempts, which they did against the Buffalo Sabres. It will be very important for them to continue that trend against the Carolina Hurricanes on Thursday. And finally, the third thing that the Edmonton Oilers need to improve on to get their feet wet to continue on this season on, well, at least get their feet wet in this season, is to be difficult to play against in their own end. Something they didn't do against the Buffalo Sabres. That is why they are now 1-2-0 to start their season. So, three things very important for the Edmonton Oilers to focus on heading into Carolina on Thursday. But let's go back to Tuesday and go through the good, the bad, and the ugly from the Buffalo Sabres game. We will talk about that in just a second, but first I want to thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen today. Now for your second listen, head over to Game to Game NHL. Every moment, every top performance, every result. Locked On Game to Game covers every game from across the NHL with local analysis only Locked On can deliver. Follow Game to Game on Locked On NHL, available on the Odyssey app, on YouTube, and wherever you find your podcast. Alrighty, and finally, wrapping up today's episode, the good, the bad, and the ugly from the game against the Buffalo Sabres on Tuesday. There was some sparse things to pick from for this segment today, but the good from the Edmonton Oilers against the Buffalo Sabres was their third period. 23 shots on goal for the Edmonton Oilers in that third period. Massive, massive. Again, almost had just as many shots on goal in that third period as the Buffalo Sabres had the entire game. As the Buffalo Sabres were only allowed 5 shots in that third period, the Edmonton Oilers really shut it down and really, really made a massive push in that period to try and break the brick wall of Eric Comrie. Yes, pun intended. If you don't understand that pun, probably too young to be on the app. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins also getting a goal in that third period, bringing that goal a game just so close. They couldn't taste it there, couldn't convert finally to tie the game. The massive scramble throughout the third period, really, it shows that especially early in the season, if the Edmonton Oilers are down late, that they are going to get chances late in the game. As that final minute and a half, really, were the Edmonton Oilers, they were winning faceoffs, they had contained pressure, they really made it difficult for the Buffalo Sabres to close out that win. Full credit to the Sabres for weathering that storm. But a great third period from the Edmonton Oilers there. The bad from the Buffalo Sabres game for the Edmonton Oilers is their starts. Allowed the first goal again. It sounds like a broken record. But they allowed the first goal of the game once again. Only 4 minutes into the game. And then in the second period, the second goal of the game came only 44 seconds into that second period. And then JJ Paterka with the game-winning goal, what it turned out to be the game-winning goal, 5 minutes and 15 seconds into the second period. The bad is the starts to everything. The start to the game, start to the first period, start to the second period, start to power play, start to penalty kills sometimes. Start to after scoring a goal. The Edmonton Oilers just fall flat. The start of things for the Edmonton Oilers, just starts in general, have not been friendly for the Edmonton Oilers this season, and they continued again against the Buffalo Sabres. And the ugly for today's episode and last night's game is that pass by Warren Fogle. And I'd be remiss to not mention some people call it a hospital pass. Some people call it a suey pass or a suicide pass. That's exactly what Warren Fogle gave Dylan Holloway. Hoping for all the best from Dylan Holloway. He was able to skate off on his own and get his help. But that was the last time we saw Dylan Holloway in that game last night. We will get more updates throughout today, and hopefully we'll get a clearer picture of just how long he is out if he does miss any time. But that was an ugly pass by Warren Fogle. I mean, the definition of a suicide pass right there. Just an awful pass and he went to go stand up for his teammate, I guess tokenly, if that's the right word to put it. But that was just entirely on Warren Fogle. I don't want to make it seem like, oh, you should feel bad, but he should feel bad after that pass. A big steak dinner again coming Dylan Holloway's way after that pass, because that is horrendous. It's beyond ugly, to be honest with you. Clean hit. I'll give it to Lyubushkin. I mean, lined him up. That was exactly what he needed to do, but just zero awareness from Warren Fogle to put a rookie in a poor spot, and especially for Dylan Holloway, excuse me, who has had a difficult start to the year. He had a great preseason, had a lot of expectations on him, and he came into the season and just hasn't really lived up to it yet. And now he gets fed a pass that he can do nothing about, gets blown up, and well, we'll see just how long he is out. Hopefully it's not too long, as the Edmonton Oilers fall to the Buffalo Sabres on Tuesday night, 4-2. They're back again in action on Thursday against the Carolina Hurricanes, a rematch of the 2006 Stanley Cup Final, and hopefully a precursor to this year's, but I'm not putting that into the atmosphere at all. We will have so much more coverage for the Edmonton Oilers coming up. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen today. Now for your second listen, make sure you tune in to Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Steel Roden and Flip Livingstone bring you the fantasy edge and keep you ahead of the competition with daily updates of news, analysis, and advice Monday through Friday. Available on YouTube, Odyssey, and wherever you find your podcast. We will wrap it up there, as again, the Edmonton Oilers lose 4-2, back in action against the Carolina Hurricanes on Thursday. I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay safe, and even though we couldn't yesterday, play La Bamba, baby.